When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, welcome back to The Bald and the Beautiful. Today we are here with, we are here with the people. Oh, it's like, we're the ventriloquists and these are the Geppettos. like Pinocchio and Geppetto, right? Wait, do you know what I'm talking about?
So Geppetto makes the puppets.
Behind every great woman is an even better man. That's sexist.
Yes. Well, isn't Rasputin puppets? Rasputin, isn't that his name?
Oh, what is it called? Svengali. You're the Svengali to our A Star Is On.
I'll take it.
Yeah, Svengali. It's a person who like controls you, influences you, like guides
something you need to know about us. All of our references are current. Yeah. Current in the zeitgeist.
Rasputin, Svengali. No. Basically, we're here with Jeff McCubbin and Ron Hill, who are the superstar editors of our wonderful web show.
And today we're going to be in a takedown piece of ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we get all the credit for this show and we don't deserve it.
Mama, we don't do jack shit.
Nothing.
Sometimes I do less than nothing and then you guys have to fucking wizard that shit into gold.
What's the most shocking? Oh, go ahead.
I don't think you guys give yourself enough credit.
I'm not
even guilty of that.
No, she gives herself plenty of credit. I don't deserve any of it.
Yeah. we haven't canceled in a while. That's big.
Showing up is 100% of the job.
I almost canceled the other day.
I know you did. And she does this thing where she's like, should we? And I'm like, say it. And then she doesn't say
it. It's like Beetlejuice. Like, I need to say it three times. I'll say it twice.
Candyman.
And then she's like, you don't have to talk to Barbara. Just say it. And I refuse to
I'm literally Candyman. Instead of a hook, I've got like the cancel button. And I'm just like right there in the mirror waiting for you.
It's you with Starburst.
Yeah.
Do it. So you edit our show.
We do.
We act in your show.
Yeah.
Acting.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, like, what's that all about? Like, how do you do that? What goes through your head? Do you love it?
Sorry. I don't even know where to start.
I know. Well,
how did you get this job?
I know. When did you start, Ron?
I started as a night shift assistant editor, and it was my first job out of college.
Night shift assistant editor?
Yeah. I knew nothing about Drag Race. I knew nothing about drag. And I just sort of like worked as a night.
So you were like the goblin. Matt Damon in the Good Will Hunting. Like you were like the janitor who like wandered in and solved all the stuff.
But less problematic.
And just Damon, you just stopped saying faggot.
And thank God for your daughter who did that treatise and really like educated you because.
And it's the fact that it was 9 pages. If it had been 8, no.
It was 9 pages.
No, I don't know how long it was. No.
Like, I think treatise was a figure of speech.
I just don't understand why you would even, of course it's horrible, but I'm also like, why would you tell people? I just stopped saying it. 2 days ago.
Because he is a movie star that is a white man.
Well, I mean, before he was on that show where he was like telling a black woman like how
Project Greenlight.
On Project Greenlight, like telling her how diversity should work. Like
He's been dumb as shit.
He has had some. But I want to know, what's the original thing he said? Like, what did he say? And I want to hear the joke.
Matt Damon.
What's the joke?
Oh, it's probably just like, pass me the potato salad, faggot. I mean, you know what I mean? It's probably just as innocuous
it's
just
like,
as that.
Yeah.
I hope it was like, T.S. Madison. Faggot. Ooh. Queen.
At the drive-thru.
Yeah, at the drive-thru. Yes.
Well, he is from Boston, so he probably says the R word regularly. You know, the F slur. He, you know.
There's a lot of R wording in Boston. For sure.
Oh yeah, and it's not like they're in another timeline in terms of like the political correctness education.
The witches were just hung yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, they're in a totally another timeline. Where are you from?
Baltimore.
Oh God.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty bad.
Yeah,
and that's worse, right?
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Where New Hampshire?
Springfield. It's like a town of 1,000 people.
Oh wow, is that where they Nightmare on Elm Street?
Less, like way off the beaten path. Okay. Yeah,
you grew up on a farm.
Yeah, my parents have animals. Like,
what kind of animals?
Pigs, chickens. They stopped having the pigs once the bears got the pigs.
Do you have bears, or the bears came from outside?
They're wild.
Yeah. Oh, wild bears. Get them.
Where? In there, they had like a little outdoor pig pen, and it only got one of them, and then the other was like traumatized.
Oh, they probably, that pig probably saw the other
that
pig.
That pig watched the other pig get pig.
Get skewered, yeah.
What now, were you, did you see the remains
sounds
of
like
the pig?
I just think of the old episode, like, oh, the pig's just getting it.
Oh, yeah, Checkers.
Checkers is just getting it.
Watching my dog get murdered, my neighbor. He's just getting it. Anyways, bye.
Well, did they really? He really fuck up that pig?
Oh yeah. No, she just like carried it off, like into the woods.
Oh,
like,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's good. That's preferable.
And maybe they're friends now. I don't know.
Yeah, that's, remember Charlotte's Web? It happens.
Oh no, I hope it was like. I almost called it We're Here, but it's called It Follows. I wish We're Here was It Follows.
Oh.
The part where she's standing there and the hair gets like pulled up and she's like lifted up.
Or Nell. That pig is brought into the woods to learn how to be wild.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys seen Nell?
No.
Yeah, it's awful.
You gotta see Nell.
It's, yeah.
It's really, Jodie Foster pretends to be exacting.
A wild.
A girl who lives in the woods who's like unhumanized from people.
Yeah.
Because her twin sister and mom are dead, so she's living in the woods alone since like childhood.
Yeah.
And they find her and she's like,
hey, that chickapee. It's very strange.
It's like a broken Tennessee accent. It's like not close to English at all.
Fully committed.
And there's this part where she is in public at a bar and she pulls her tits out. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yes, there's a part where she's being hit out at a bar and the guy's like trying to get her to take her shirt off. And then she pulls her titties out and it's like spinning. It's fierce. Wow. It's fierce.
Wild.
It's fierce. It's fierce.
So basically I went from Nell to editing on.
Yeah.
So you just went. Wait, you went from what to what?
From Nell. I was.
He was Nell.
You were Nell. Well, that works with a nonverbal titled web series. How long have you been working on it?
Since episode 10, Drag Etiquette.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So you're really on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And that was you and Chris Smith?
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn, in the beginning it really was just like it was probably less editing. It was a shorter job.
It was we were allowed like way less time, like there was way less editing.
They weren't as long either.
But I remember
they were like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But I remember watching the episode before the one I edited, because Chris just went on vacation 1 week and Pete was like, hey, can you edit on this week? Mm-hmm. And I remember watching what he was doing, like and I was like, oh, I gotta step my game up. Like I gotta match his energy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what it's been like. We've talked about this a little bit before, but it's pretty much always been two
cutthroat
editors.
Cutthroat competitive.
And then, we're trying to one-up each other.
Yeah.
We just threatened to kill ourselves all the time. I should just kill myself, right? Yeah. And it's like, no, I'm going to kill myself. So one day we might just both be dead.
We do the same
thing. We do the same thing just about showing up, though. That's
like except she's like, should I kill myself? And I'm like, yes. And that's it. That's the whole conversation. Trigger warning,
The lettuce, the taste of sadness.
Trigger warning, not wanting to go to work, and therefore jokingly saying you're going to kill yourself.
Mama, so how long have you been actually working? That means you've been working on the show for 8 years?
I've been at WOW for like 8 years, I think. And then like the show has been like...
Since 2016, 2015?
5 years?
Six.
Six years.
Oh, God.
It's a long time.
It's a long time.
No, it's not 6 years, is it?
Yeah.
That's 3 times longer than Seinfeld.
So it's like one season a year?
Yeah. Are you ready to have... Would you guys participate in a Friends-style reunion on HBO Max in about 30 years?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be in an urn.
But only for... only for Friends money.
Yeah, that's true.
This is ignorant. Do they get paid to do a reunion like that?
Oh.
We're going to get a lot of money.
Of course they
Courtney
do.
Courtney Cox finally got nominated for an Emmy.
For that?
For doing the reunion.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's the only Friends actor that didn't ever get nominated.
Oh, so it was a sympathy nod?
Yeah.
Or sympathy nomination? So. That's okay.
So what? They're all sympathy nod.
Get the
bag. I'm never going to get one. You guys might get one. I'm never going to get one.
Never say never.
They are so bogus. Like the
Emmys?
It's like the drag pageants where they're like, they say it's her year. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? So it means these people can't win because it's their year. What does that mean?
I don't know. And I want to know what Amy Adams and Glenn Close did.
And also when you win over and over for the same thing, it gets a little foolish and crazy.
Yeah, I suppose it does. And then they have the thing where like, they give you one the makeup Emmy or the makeup award for like the, you do a shitty movie in 2010, but you should have won in 2009 for the great movie.
Uh-huh.
So they'll give it to you for the shitty movie.
Right.
Yeah.
That was going to be Glenn Close and Hillbilly Energy.
Oh,
Hillbilly
right, yeah.
Energy. Glenn Close
and she should have won for that.
Glenn Close but no cigar.
Yeah.
That was her that year.
Yeah. And she should have been like a 25-pound gold cape. It was, you know. Mm.
Although, if you were nominated for an Emmy, but you know you're not going to win because there's like some juggernaut, like Nicole's nominated again for Nailed It. And she's like, I love getting nominated against RuPaul because like, I'm not going to win, yeah. but I get to go.
Yeah.
And then she says it's like a load off her back.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have to actually worry about a speech or like.
But you should have one because Jodie Foster didn't think she was going to win at whatever this, the Golden Globes or whatever. She won and it was on Zoom. She was in her bedroom with her lesbian wife. And she was just like, oh, oh, wow. Oh, oh, what? Really? Whoa. Wow. Oh, geez. Can you, what? What? And the, it was just like, just say thank you and like let it. It was so weird.
That's better than like fake crying about God and stuff.
No, just don't mention God, but fake cry all you want. Like, or ugly cry like Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
No, I hate when they're like, I hate when, I mean, whatever. I hate when they say thank God. I'm like,
Mary, God,
thank the PA on set that day before you thank God.
Yeah.
Mary.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin told Jesus to suck it.
I loved it. Really? I loved every second of it. You never saw that?
No.
Oh my God. When she gets her Emmy, she says, you know, a lot of people get up here and thank God for that award, but I want to say that no one had less to do with this award than God. And then she said, suck it, Jesus. This award is my God now. And people were so mad.
Really? That's hysterical.
Yes, so mad.
First, yeah, I'd like to thank our Lord and Creator, the Savior of all of us, the one who made this all possible.
Or could you imagine if you got up there and thanked Allah or something? People would be so mad. But if you thank God, no one cares.
They would. Or yeah, or Ganesh. What about like a strange like Hindi deity?
Zool.
Zool. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the best one is, you ever see the best supporting actress for Nurse Jackie? I forget what her name is, but she literally
Mary Weaver.
Just, Mary Weaver. Did you see her? She literally went up and she just went, thank you so much. I gotta go. And then just walked away.
Yeah, that was great. And Elaine Stritches was great. Yeah.
Was she panicked?
I think she's probably just nervous and just like surprised.
I think she's like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The problem is I would get good and loaded and I would, and then I, then
add another thing.
Right. The problem is it would be that I get good and loaded and then accidentally win. And then I'm, you know, and we know that classically when celebrities are off the rails giving a speech, no one ever gets worried about them.
Would you guys make faces? Like, if you lost, would you make, do that like polite clap or would you be like...
I would storm. I was at the Streamies.
Yeah.
Walk at the Streamies.
Yeah. Grab the purse and hit the door.
I said, Ron, get my purse. And he's like, you don't have one. I said, get the purse. We're out
get someone's
here.
Purse. Yeah.
That was crazy. I forgot. That was so crazy.
I'm so glad I didn't go to that.
Pleased. Yeah, it would have been fun.
No. It was fun to go.
It was fun.
It was fun to go.
You're talking about the B tier year, right? Like when we didn't even make it to the to the real event.
Yes, it was when we were
you
like
were at the daytime Emmys.
Yeah,
the Streamies.
100%.
Oh my God!
Do you know what the food situation was? Oh, listen, I love the Streamies. We win them now. Please don't kill us. The food situation was a food truck.
Yeah,
it was an In-N-Out food truck,
yeah. Which was delicious.
That's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
I would live. How was the line though?
It was fine. It was at a college, which was a little odd.
Nope. Yeah. Don't like that.
Was that a, UCLA? A college campus?
UC Berkeley? Like community college.
Oh, see, I'm into that.
That's when I saw JoJo Siwa and found out she was 6'5".
That's where it all started.
Yes. Oh,
wow. Did you meet, like, was everybody there? The glitter? Oh, no, because this was the...
No, there was a lot of producer creative Emmy.
Logan Paul was there, right? Mm. Where's Jake Paul? One
Is
of the
he
Pauls
the one that saw the
there.
Japanese man in the Suicide Force?
I think
Force?
So. And he I was there so. With his whole entourage dressed to the nines for a podcast.
Like, oh, like mafia dress, like black tie, black shirt, black suit.
No, like the straight content creators who have like a posse, like full time.
Yeah. I can see that though. There's mega rich.
I can barely get Brandon to give us a ride here.
I know, but think about like straight men who like strike your they're, you know, they're going to wild out.
Yeah. But it was fun. But then there was musical acts, which was
musical
weird way
acts
to meet her
at
the night.
Streamies.
And everyone like it was a little rough, but everyone was like very encouraging. But it was like one of those situations where everyone kind of looked at each other and was like, "We got
it's placating."
Yeah.
It's placating.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I would have been like, "Boo, you suck." No, I wouldn't have done that.
Well, and also like YouTube people are let's just say in person, sometimes a lot different than they are on the YouTube. Some people are really so good on camera, and then in person they're scared.
Yeah.
And so they had these like recurring jokes through the nights, like, this is the biggest night of the year because we're content creators, so none of us go anywhere, have any lives. And it is funny, but it was like,
that's 100% true. You. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of them though are very like charismatic, but the most part they're like, yeah,
they're wacky in real life.
Yeah, they're wacky jacky.
We also never know who they are, so then when they come up to us, we're like,
no idea. And they, but they, some of them do act like they are Julia fucking Roberts.
Yeah.
They surely do. Yeah. Anyways.
But it was fun.
Did y'all get a screen, the Streamy?
Not yet. No. We got to follow up on that.
Oh, no, like, no, no. It's like, no, in the mail. No, no, no,
oh, really?
No. We bought them for you.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You have not still have. Oh, man.
No. Now I'm nervous. We bought one for each of you and Pete.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. And we're, that was so many excited. Moons ago.
That was like when we got it. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
To be fair, though, ours took a good few months to come in the mail. So
I never got one.
You didn't?
Nope.
I Are you
all
serious?
All I have on my trophy mantle is a QWERTY that is not engraved. It's just an orange asterisk. It could belong
Are you
to anybody.
Serious?
Yes.
Mine came and says Trixie Mattel and everything.
Well, great for you.
But how did I get one and not you?
Probably because I am so vocal about not giving a shit about the Streamies, and plus they don't want to pay for it.
They said, we're going to teach you a lesson today.
Well, teach me the lesson, mama. But I'm not coming back next time.
But don't take it out on us.
Like, yeah, I know. Like,
but some of us would not like to be taught a lesson, and we'd like the award, please.
Like crazy. I mean, was yours engraved?
Yes.
With the correct spelling of your name?
It's a silver statue. It's a woman like this. Like the Emmy, yes.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking. It's fierce. It's like one of my most prized. I love it more than my Drag Race crown.
Wow.
I love how invested you were in the Streamies. Like how upset you were when we lost and how excited you were when we won. Like, I love it.
I was.
She goes. You,
I thought yeah. They hid it from us. The whole thing. We knew we had a beat sheet of the entire day. And then they said, Brittany Broski's getting on the bus for touch-ups. And we were like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then she whipped out that award. It was. I couldn't believe they kept it from us all day. And then they cut the cameras. How many more times did I ask, is this a joke?
Yes.
Is this real?
Is this real?
It was Wendy Williams. What wig am I going to wear? How am I going to act?
Am I going to cry?
Yeah.
Also, it was at the end of the day. And it was a little, long day.
I love the Streamies, but I called her and said, she called me and said, do you want to do this Streamies thing? Because if you do, I have to start emotionally preparing myself for that. Just because it was like 16-hour day.
But I didn't know that. 16 hours on a bus. On a moving bus.
Tell them what time we had to be on camera and drag.
I think it was 8 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that means getting in drag at home.
5:30.
Packing the bag, camera ready, and then leaving the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. The things we have to go through for the Streamies. Although they paid us, so.
They paid us, and I wanted that award. I wanted it.
Yeah, I feel like looking back, it's like it's only fair that they gave it to us. But it was our hillbilly energy moment.
They made you work for it, though.
Yeah.
They did.
We'll give you this award, but you need to clock in 16 grueling hours on a moving vehicle, aka, you know, Keanu
James
Reeves.
Charles gets hers delivered to her doorstep. Meanwhile.
They're like shooting you at your feet. Dance, drag queens, dance.
I wish they'd been holding it in front of you on a fishing line. Like,
yeah, seriously.
You guys have been on the bus. Cameras mounted all over the walls, and we're trying to, there's literally a teleprompter, and we're like, and the next, we're in traffic. And the next, some of those times where we're talking, you can see us physically jolt.
Yeah, it was a lot. I mean, if they might as well just like shoot us out of a cannon into like a pool full of piranhas next time.
Oh, so then when it aired, we had a group viewing. Mm-hmm. On Zoom, remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think I tuned in for about 2 seconds.
You were there, right?
You were there for a bit.
Yeah, I was there again.
Or no, well, she wasn't there for the win, was she?
No.
You popped in and left. But I saw, were you guys gagged?
Were you happy? Yeah. Were you genuinely happy?
Can I tell the truth?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You told me.
Oh, that's right. I know. And then I think because you, what was it? Pete said, don't say, or no, you said.
I said, we can't tell say, Ron. And she basically has a bargaining chip. If we can't tell Ron, can I tell Jeff? That's the only way I won't tell Ron.
I can't keep a secret. I gotta, you know.
I wanted a pure Jeff. Reaction.
Did he
Jeff
tell you?
Told me.
But I told him to pretend like he didn't know.
So he started crying and puking. And
I was calling Jeff beforehand, like practicing my shocked face.
Oh, wow.
And they were all better than the face I made during the Zoom meeting with you guys.
Were you like,
I was like, oh, wow.
And no, but he literally, he wouldn't he shut thought, up oh, about wow, it. He kept talking about it, being like, I just think maybe, do you think we'll really win? And I'm just like, I can't take it anymore.
Oh, he was like, do you think?
Oh, you were really, really in, like,
he was invested.
I cared.
I wanted to win because I want to win, but I also wanted to win for you guys. I was like, everybody here deserves to win.
That's sweet. It is all we have.
It is all any of us.
Was that a cry for help, Ronald? Was that a cry for help?
No, it was just funny. Yeah. Because we get credit for that show all the time. I know. And you guys never get credit for it.
I know.
So.
Pretty much every opportunity we have doing press or whatever, I mean, I always kind of belabor the point that it is really through no talent of my own. I mean, I show up in a wig and then you guys do all the heavy lifting.
No, but so. We are very lucky because you probably couldn't name any other show, YouTube show, where they're like, who are the editors of it?
Yeah.
Where at least you guys are nice enough to mention our names and say who we are.
You guys are so nice to give us credit. And I mean, look, we can do the editing on stuff that isn't funny in the first place. And then it feels forced. And it feels like you're kind of like pulling people through. Like if you, people notice.
Yeah, if like you did Dateline, but in your editing style, it probably wouldn't have the same whimsy.
To Catch a Predator.
Yeah. Or like...
remember To Catch a Predator?
Entrapment.
Is that still allowed?
No.
Entrapment.
I think they know because the one guy committed suicide and then they stopped doing it.
Oh, wow.
I think they should stop predators, but also I was always like, what happens to these people?
They should just focus that energy on like catching people who are trying to swap genders to go back to the high school to like right or wrong.
What? You mean like Never Been Kissed? But,
yeah.
But if they dressed up like a girl? So it's kind of like One of the Boys meets Never Been Kissed.
No, yeah, like go undercover to get people to find out who else is undercover because apparently everybody's doing it in high school.
I don't know.
Strangers with Candy?
I've never seen that.
You've never seen Strangers with Candy?
We talked about this when you were on the pod. Oh, I was already ridiculed. I was dragged through the mud.
Well, let's do it again. Yeah. What's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite color?
Oh, we know and your favorite movie.
Oh, The Green Mile.
Are we coming clean on everything right now?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Look.
You're a liar.
The Green Mile is a phenomenal film.
Yeah.
It was one of many movies on my list of movies that I enjoyed OkCupid. Favorite TV show, probably Fleabag.
Okay.
I love Fleabag.
That's great.
Favorite color, orange.
Orange.
Yeah. Mm. Favorite movie, probably Lord of the Rings.
Which, all of them?
Return of the King.
Okay. Yeah. Have you seen Old yet?
No.
Have you?
Oh, sure fucking did.
Did you live?
It is probably the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Certainly,
but in a fun way?
I was not bored.
Okay.
It is fucking ridiculous.
It is?
It is outrageous.
I thought it hadn't come out yet.
No, it did.
I think it came out last week. They get old.
Mary, this family goes on vacation to a resort, right? And you meet these cast of characters. Everybody is like completely just their profession, by the way. It's like the doctor only speaks in medical jargon. The psychologist is trying to get everybody to process. And so they go to this private island. Come to find out, every minute on the island is like a year. So they just start aging and dying.
So at the end of the movie, they're all dead and old.
Hilarity ensues. There's this skinny, stuck-up bitch who has, like, at the beginning of the movie, she's like, I have a calcium deficiency. I've got a calcium deficiency.
Uh-oh.
Does this drink have calcium in it? And I'm like, okay, we get it. She's going to die of a bone thing. And she goes, and then her bone, like, Mary, it's pure camp. You'll love it.
Osteoporosis?
She develops a hump like in 20 minutes and her like she gets old hump and then she's like freaking out and she breaks an arm and then it heals right where it is because her Mary, it's like, but she's narrating the whole time. Everybody's narrating what's going on because it's like, oh, it seems to be that the rocks and the gravity and the thing are aging us about approximately da 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 da. I'm like, what? It's crazy.
Whoa.
It is insane. It's insane.
Hump. She gets a hump?
Hump.
One time I was talking to Benelou Creme and she was talking about her number. She's like, I do like a Quasimodo number to my humps. And I was like, so you think people with different bodies are funny? And you have been super PC, and we were on camera, and her eyes just went like, and I was like, I'm just, it's fine. She's always so afraid of getting in trouble.
You should see it though. You would love it.
Oh, of course, I'm gonna watch it.
It's kind of like a, it's not as great as Ma, but it's in that vein.
Oh.
Yeah. Somebody said it was this generation's Ma, which Ma was like 3 years ago. But,
we're all aging quickly, especially on a beach.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It's good. So any luck on the dating apps? Are you seeing somebody? Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I'm single at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know.
It's... Yeah. I know plenty of girls who... What's your type? Do you have a type?
Yes.
Okay, Jeff. Jeff can tell you my type. I'm too embarrassed.
What is his type?
He likes a girl with like a fun color hair, like a
like
magenta or something, and a girl like a bad girl, like
bad
like
girl.
Kind of like a rockabilly bad girl with tattoos and like dyed hair.
I like that for you.
Yeah,
that makes a lot of sense.
Maybe a piercing.
Maybe like magenta hair, blunt bangs, and a couple tattoos, like a wing liner, like a Kat Von D.
Yeah. Criminal record.
Kat Von D, I think, is pretty.
I had someone who like fit that description slide into my match. We matched on Bumble, and she messaged me, and she was like, "I'd eat you alive, but I just wanted to let you know that I love your work." And that was the end of the conversation.
Mary, please eat me alive.
Yeah, she said, like, "I'd eat you alive." Yeah. Why didn't she do it?
Yeah,
what's the follow up there?
I know.
I eat you alive, but
don't threaten me with a good time. Yeah. What does that mean? Also, I'll eat you alive. Like, my pussy will like pulverize your, shred you up.
I mean, maybe it was literal, and she just didn't want to like. She wants on the continue.
Oh,
she
I
just want to kill you, man. We're going to find out more about what kind of girls likes
right after a short break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back. Oh, we're back. So I have a girl for you. I'll show you a picture later. I don't want to put her on blast right on the air, but.
Okay. Your mom.
Yeah. My mom's sister. My aunt. Yeah. She's 10 years older than my mom. I love her.
Her name's Chloe Sevigny. Yeah.
Let's see. What?
Okay. I have a question.
Yes.
What kind of men do you like? Because you have a man.
Are you guys open? Is that too personal?
No.
But what kind of man is in like the porn you search for?
I go through phases of what I like, but the last two boyfriends I've had have been Asian. So, but I usually like shorter and smoother, mm-hmm. and not white.
Mm. I like that profile.
Love that.
Yeah. White guys just don't do anything for me, really.
Really?
Not really.
Well, I think when I was in Baltimore, that's like, there's just no diversity. It's the most segregated city in the world, so it was just hard to, like, even the gay bars were, like, separated. There was, like, black gay bars, and there was white gay bars. It was crazy.
Good old Baltimore.
So it was just hard to, like, meet other people that didn't just look like pasty white people.
Ugh. You're from an island that's the opposite of old. They don't age.
Yeah, you get
I actually got a bunch after the last podcast I was on. I got a lot of sexual propositions on Instagram.
Yeah, I looked at the comments. We're like, fuck, are you fuckable, Jeff? Let fuck those other whores. Yeah. I want to fuck Jeff.
Accept that box.
Yeah, yeah. I would kill Trixie Akadja just to be able to lick his glands.
Yeah.
Oh, like just some people just straight up just full on dick pigs, whole pigs. Like,
do you
just
like that?
I mean, not the first thing.
Anything else?
The second thing,
because they could be anybody's.
I need to see. I mean, I'm attracted to a face first.
Yeah.
If you're not providing a face picture on the internet, I don't know what you're doing.
Trickery, deceivery.
If I want to just look at bodies, I would
Google it.
Cut up a cadaver.
Yeah. Google.
I don't know. Yeah.
Just penis. Penis only.
And if you're not supplying conversation in a face and like making this somehow more engaging than pornography, then what are we doing?
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? Next glory hole I go to, I'm going to go with a squirtable dildo and I'm going to put the dildo through and then just squirt salad dressing at them.
Ketchup. What about people who say catsup? I hate that. Catsup?
I don't think they say it. I think they spell it that way and then they say it differently.
Wait a minute. So catsup. Do people
catsup,
say catsup
is the correct spelling for that.
It's the correct spelling of ketchup?
No. You can spell it C-A-T-S-U-P. But people don't say ketchup. Yeah, no. They say ketchup.
Jail.
Don't you think?
Jail.
Federal prison.
I'm from Baltimore, so we say everything weird. So.
Yeah, do you say, you gotta go home?
Home. I'm gonna go home, drink some water and zinc. I'm gonna wash the car, fill my car with oil. That's the one I hate the most. Oil. Instead of oil.
Oil.
My home had an oil leak. I gotta go wash all the gnomes in my yard.
Oh my God.
Horrible.
Yeah,
what is that?
It's not sexy.
No. Although the Wisco one ain't that great either.
Oh, Wisconsin? No, it's not good.
But it has more pep.
Yeah, it makes everyone sound really dumb but really nice.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's hard to make sexy.
USA is A-OK.
Yeah. Catch us in your mouth. I'll give you a prize. That's fun. That's fun.
That dropped in gorgeous.
Yeah.
Catch us in your mouth. Oh, you are cute.
Oh, you're cute.
Oh, you're cute.
What about the Boston accent?
Ignorant. I mean, it's
homophobic.
Just homophobic, racist.
Catholic.
Yeah. Just like pretty much it hits all the negative like buzzwords like molested but can't talk about it. Don't like black folks. Don't like F slurs. Probably going to beat my girlfriend or wife. It's like not the best thing ever.
But like Dunkin' Donuts.
But I love the Celtics and the Patriots.
Yeah, that too.
Likes Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, American runs on Dunkin'.
I always think of on that ferry to Provincetown, they have that Dunkin' Donuts right next to the ferry. I think of all the donuts I could eat in there.
I fuck with Dunkin' Donuts with a large iced coffee with cream and sugar.
I fuck with their donuts a lot.
Fresh.
Yeah, fresh, but like base level good. It's just like a grocery store donut, and that's what I like about it.
It's better than a grocery store donut. Yeah, fresh out the oven, chocolate frosting.
It is like the dictionary definition of a donut. It's like it's not like any better. It's not
like
any worse.
It's like a Simpsons donut.
Yeah. It's not as like sweet as Krispy Kreme. You ever had Krispy Kreme fresh out the oven in Las Vegas Airport?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so much sugar.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of sugar. And
it disintegrates in your mouth.
Yeah, it literally. Yeah, it's crazy.
What is the nutritional value there?
Zero. Diabetes.
It actually kills you.
Yeah,
right?
Just
it's like
diabetes.
Bacon where it actually hurts you to eat it.
No, bacon is fine.
Isn't bacon, don't they always say like that, like actively takes minutes off your life when you eat bacon?
I'm sure.
I have some right here.
Well, eat some and let us know how you feel.
No, this is turkey bacon, but no, bacon, it's good. It's not worse than a donut.
It's all in moderation, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Paula Deen once made a Krispy Kreme breakfast sandwich with like egg and cheese and bacon with, instead of a bread, it was a Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, then she fried it in lard and then add some M&Ms and oh my God.
Do you guys miss going to the office? You guys used to edit at the office, right? At World of Wonder.
Do you guys have water cooler talk there?
Yeah, but we still get that because we like just FaceTime each other randomly. Mm-hmm. I will say I recently moved and like 2 or 3 months before that, I did feel like I was going insane because I was just living and working out of a single bedroom.
Oh my God,
and
Ronald, Jesus
I love Christ. I love my roommates, and it was the best possible roommate situation you could hope for. But I still just like kind of stayed in my room all the time.
It's too much.
And finally, once I moved, it was like a breath of fresh air, and I can like focus again. And my cat has room to roam.
What's your cat name? Shelly?
Hobbs.
Yeah. Oh, like Calvin and Hobbs.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Welsh, what'd you say?
Orange cat.
Oh, orange cat.
Yeah. Like Hobbs.
How old is the cat?
Like 8. So he's an older cat.
He, she?
I just adopted him.
Okay, so he's got plenty of time.
Is that old?
Yeah, we'll see. They say like 9 to 12 years, but they live a lot longer than that.
Like, 9 to 12 in like more torn Serbia. I mean, yeah.
Cats live forever, like 16 years and shit.
Yeah. Look at that. Andrew's got that Chihuahua that's like pushing 16. It's got a drain in the back of its neck. It's still
crazy. Right. Andrew, we saw Andrew's Chihuahua today. Was attacked by a raccoon. Yeah. Horribly mauled by a raccoon.
Yeah. Drain in the neck.
What was the cat? What's the dog doing outside?
No. The raccoon was trying to get in their house. And was completely unfazed by Andrew, who was like charging it. And yeah, fat, wild, rabid raccoon and a family. Uh-huh. In the heart of West Hollywood, Vaseline Alley.
Honestly, he got off early. He got off easy. Well, he got off early. He came. You know what he did? He nutted all over that raccoon. He got off easy. He lives, I don't want to say what street, but that street he lives on is where also people just walk in your house.
Oh, Mary.
Naked, tweaking. Yeah, so.
Every time he walks from his, I didn't walk down that street, but he walks to the studio, which is a couple blocks up, and he always gets propositioned. It could be that he is always nearly nude, glistening with sweat, long Countess Luann hair.
Half hard,
huge butt.
Giant pecs and all that.
But yeah, but people like, they will drive by and they'll be like, hey.
You're not allowed to. They have the signs in West Hollywood that says no cruising in those side neighborhoods.
What?
You've never been that? Like if you go south of Santa Monica, like right south of Santa Monica, all those residential areas, they have signs that says no cruising.
Well,
like,
how do you enforce that?
Well, the car thing is too.
No, I was just saying hi. Wait a minute, cruising like driving?
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, cruising if you're walking.
Cruise control.
Yeah.
I think it's like cruising and like stopping and like, I think that maybe there was just like a lot of like male prostitutes or something hanging out.
Well, yeah, because I think they convince him for being one all the time. And they'll like.
He's sending mixed signals.
Follow him around the block. They'll like pass him, then like do a Yui, come back. It's too much.
That's what the chasers used to do outside the gay clubs.
And
they drive around the gay club and roll the window down this much and drive slow.
Yeah.
Come here.
Like the Daytona 500.
I'm going to approach your tinted window car with the window down this much where I don't know if there's a gun or how many people are in the car. No.
I would. And I did. And there was never a gun. And there was usually just one person, except there was a dog once. But, you know.
What about, we talked about this, what about when you get the ride thinking if you give the hand job, or whatever, you get it for free, and then they go, it's $15.
Yeah, I fucking blew a cat. Or I didn't blow him. I gave him a gestural,
You gave him the Jennifer Lopez experience. Like South Park.
I gave him the ex-girlfriend experience. And I was like, oh man, I'll just jerk him off. Because he was sniffing hard. And he still charged me for the ride. And my fucking,
Because he was horny, he still has to make a living.
That's a really good point when you put it that way.
Yes, it is. But however, do my services, are they worth nothing? I was trying to make a living too.
Maybe it wasn't good.
Am I 70, David?
Oh my God. You're trying to tell me that my calloused, bony witch claw might not have brought him to orgasm?
And knowing you, working with you, I bet there was no makeup on the hands.
Of course there was.
Red knuckles.
No, we got purple knuckles, gray, white hands, and then rings. Hair. Rings. Lots of hair.
Yeah, hairy knuckles.
Hair and cheap rings. He probably got a rash.
Yeah, he's like, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. So many humiliations in drag.
Have you guys ever bought a hooker?
I've had a sexy massage.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like because you just have to lay there.
Do you get the real massage, too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it usually like a pretty legitimate therapeutic massage before the yanking and cranking?
Yeah.
I would think like they'd have to give a pretty convincing, like, where they'd be like, put on the spa music and put out some crystals, but then have no training. And they'd be like,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, but that's like when I worked in the pornography. my favorite scenario to do is the massage.
Really?
Scene.
Really? Why?
Because it's all about like the corruption of power is what that's trying to get at. But oh no, because in it you always had to either have the perverted client and the legit masseuse, or the legit client and the perverted masseuse.
Oh, I like the former. I like it when the client is
wholesome.
No, I like
pervert?
The pervert. I always like, because it's the power dynamic is shifted. It's like, you know, you're vulnerable naked in the chair with the professional, I want the client to turn the masseuse.
Yeah, they turn over and then they're erect.
I want the man to be like, but no, my wife. And her to be like, she'll never know. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, here, can I tell you a really bad line that I literally had someone say?
Yes.
Because the one he just kept, he started the massage and then his wiener like rubs right up against the person's head.
Of course.
But then he goes to the back and then he pulls it out and it's like between his butt crack. And then he's like, wait, what is that? And he goes, it's a massaging tool. And then it goes in, and then he's
it's
like,
a tuning fork.
And then he goes, wait, but why are both of your hands on my shoulders if you're using a massage tool?
It's a Johnson Millbrot.
Wait a minute. Something doesn't really add up here. He's got one hand and two hands. Whoa!
I will say, I like doing scenes where people, the first scene I ever had to write was someone came into the wrong apartment. It was like the floor below, just drunk, crashes in the bed. The person who's really there wakes up, hot naked guy. He's like, I'm going to call the police. And the guy turns over and he's like, but wait, I have a boner. And in the scene, I actually have him. He has his hand on the cell phone with 9-1 dialed. And then in his other hand is the guy's wiener. And he's like,
Sophie's Choice.
And guess what he chose?
Yeah. He called the police.
That's what got me hired. That scene.
Who was that? Do you remember who that was with?
Johnny Hazard. And
oh, that's a while ago.
Yes, I love how you know who that
is. Oh, Mary,
is.
I know my porn. Big
and I can't remember who the other person was.
Mm. I have a question. Have you guys ever pitched things at WOW or anywhere else that you wanted to do that didn't go, that you were like, that was so cool? Mm. You know, because Owen will die someday. What do you want to do next?
Well, they are doing something.
Well, it's like,
next.
Maybe we've pitched things.
And maybe they
and
did
they
go.
And they did go.
And maybe you are getting fired tomorrow.
I will say, I love the job, of course, but when we signed in for 90 episodes.
Oh, it's a lot.
Mary, magical thinking.
It
magical thinking.
Felt like...
Science fiction?
It felt like in Broke Down Palace when the one girl decides to stay in the prison so the other can leave. But neither of us left. We're both in the prison. I'm Claire Danes and
you
Claire
decide
Danes.
To stay in the prison and I just go yeah.
I mean, we love our job and we do want to keep doing but it is one of those things where we want to be able to do and do other new things and so it's always a balance of like trying to figure out
maybe
how many have we done this season.
I really have no idea. I don't
filming wise, I think you've almost filmed it.
We're almost done with this season, right? We're almost to 30.
What is a season?
It's 30 episodes.
It's 30 episodes.
It's 3 cycles of 10.
That's always the case?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because now I think it's 10, they take a break, 10, they take a break. So it goes all year, sort of.
Got it. Okay.
So I think we're almost done with this season.
Yeah, because we did Halloween.
Fly. I mean, if we started 6 years ago, that's crazy.
That's so 6 years.
Also, the number of episodes is crazy. What are you guys on? 150, 160?
It's like 160s now.
Yeah.
That's crazy. When you think of 160 drag looks over that's crazy.
For me, maybe 90.
It's also crazy from a perspective of like, oh, what episode was that in? And then we have to go sift
through 160 episodes. Because nowadays, with all the times that we repeat stories ad nauseum, I mean, sometimes we'll repeat a story 3-4 times.
And no one stops us.
And because
no
we
one
don't
stops
know
because
it.
We don't know.
The thing that I love, though, is and you hit the same beats and the same jokes.
Well, that's a good sign. Maybe a good bad news. Good is you're on the right track comedic wise, but you also have dementia.
Yeah. Well, also, it's clear that we not only repeat stories.
We don't listen to each other.
Because like, have I ever told you this? No.
Yeah, Owen, both of you are just, it's the first time you ever heard it.
Goldfish brain.
Screen wipe.
I think that's an asset.
Yeah, it is. And sometimes, like, because everybody knows we don't really hang out in real life. We only talk here and on camera. So sometimes we'll, you know, I don't know. Maybe we should stick to more topical things. We're always telling stories from like a decade ago. We're never telling stories from like this year.
Because nothing happened to me this year. I got an electric bike. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about. Mayor of Easttown.
For months.
I could talk about the Mayor of Easttown for 3 episodes.
I do like when we can make jokes about the fact that you've told the jokes before.
You seem to have a lot of fun with that, Ronald.
Last night I laid in bed and thought about watching The Handmaid's Tale. That's the closest I've come to watching television in a while.
Oh my God. Well, you don't count Real Housewives of television? Oh, that's homework.
I don't know. I sometimes put it on, but is that really television? Like a real series like that?
You mean like a scripted thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really watch anything like that.
What's the last amazing scripted series you watched?
Why Women Kill.
Is that good?
It's campy as hell. Okay. It's so campy.
A lot of male nudity in that?
There's like a lot of male icon, eye candy.
There's a lot of male eye candy.
But no, nothing. There's maybe a butt shot or something. Mm. Yeah.
We should do an episode of that's not really on a topic, but that's just Midsommar related. Where we
the movie Midsommar?
Yeah,
where you just set yourselves on fire.
No. Where we I jump from the thing, break one leg, and you were to come with the mallet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly like
I rewatched it yesterday.
Incredible. I have no issue living in a society where at an age you jump. I have no
72.
Issue.
72. Let's wrap it up with dignity and some. You know what I mean? Well, maybe
72
not dignity.
72 is fine.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Who's at, I mean, I guess like Betty White is doing shit at 90, but like who's hitting their stride?
There's only three people really
Betty
getting
White,
it.
We haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she could be dead right now.
My friend was on Hot in Cleveland a couple of years ago, and he said that there was like, he's like, there was just a group of handlers like making sure she stayed alive. Just like, how are you, Betty? Do you need, here's your medication. Here's your, like, just like.
Oxygen. Oh my God.
That's
ventilator. Yeah. I would rather just, I want to do that thing. I want to cut the hands, you know, slide my things on the rune slab and then just.
Plus, they're all, what I didn't like about that movie is you're going to go jump off a cliff, right? You're all having these dignified, tiny little shot glasses of booze. I'm like, if we're jumping, Mary, yeah. Beer bong, like, let's do this. I'm not doing a thimble of juniper. No, I want like.
You jump with the
well,
beer
helmet. Well, there was all the tripping. Was
butt
it like
chug.
Drugs you think they took?
I think they were.
Butt chug.
They were turned. Turned in some way, yeah.
To jump?
I think they were turned. Yeah, everybody gets turned before a ritual in that movie. They drink a little.
Like acid, whatever that acid stuff.
Yeah, or the.
Yeah.
They're butt
yeah.
chugging.
Yeah, they're butt chugging a mescaline. Yeah. Oh, let's take another break.
Yeah, let's take a break. I loved that movie.
It's
it got me together.
Fantastic.
It's one of my all-time
both
favorites.
Both of the, his movies are so yeah.
Hereditary.
Are we back?
Yeah.
We're back. Wait. Did you see the one where his short film?
No.
No.
Oh, Mary Dugan. Okay.
The music video called? For 911?
No. Ari Aster, in college perhaps, or film school, he directed a short film where it's this like middle-class black family, and the secret is the son rapes the father.
What?
So it starts at the wedding. The son gets married, and it's you see the father is forced to blow. It's a blowjob thing. So basically, he goes through his whole life raping the dad.
Oh, so it's like an ongoing thing.
Oh yeah. So I think it starts at the wedding reception. The son's getting married to a woman, and but they have this little secret, and the son continuously incestually rapes the dad, and the dad is like trying to, tell people about it. I think he's writing like a screenplay or something. The kid finds it, and then I think everybody dies at the end.
I've never heard of this.
No, it's not very well known. I watched it and I was like, holy fucking shit.
How do you get from that to everybody dies? How did they all die?
Oh, well, so spoilers, but like he runs outside and gets hit by a car. I think the mom, finds out, and I think maybe he kills the mom too, the son.
That was originally the pilot for Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
It was like verbatim.
For Party of Five.
Yeah. It was Cheers.
Yeah.
It was called Queers.
I mean, it's wild. It's wild. Also, I don't understand the logistics of, I mean, we don't have to get into like the logistics of rape, I suppose, but blowing a man that does not want to be blown, how does that work?
Oh.
Just suck it on a noodle? Sorry. Is it too
much? I don't know. I've luckily haven't been in that situation in a long time. But
yeah. But anyways, that movie was wild, or the short film was wild. You should watch it.
I don't think
so.
I know.
Who likes so what's your favorite restaurant?
Oh God. These are the fun stories that don't make it into
I know. Ronald, we have to focus on you for the majority of this episode.
Okay.
This side of the room is done.
Yeah.
We've had enough. We're talking about porn. We're talking about.
I'm afraid I don't have many stories from my time.
It's okay.
In porn.
I have a questionnaire for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
What's a sound that you love?
Oh, fuck. Not that.
Not that one.
Okay, actually, I do have... I got this button, this plastic button of you guys saying, and they prototyped it for DragCon, and the speaker is so bad that it just sounds like garbled digital droning. And whenever I need to cheer myself up, I press the button and just, like, relish the fact that it was too bad to be
sold.
And
it's just like,
yeah. It just sounds like you guys are, like, being murdered. It's like a snuff film of you two being murdered.
Yeah, because it's, like, one of the...
I'm open to
that. Yeah.
I wish I brought it with me.
What's the sound that you hate?
Chair scratching on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially because I just moved into a new apartment with new floors. And...
You know what I hate? People who... teeth on the fork. Put the fork in the mouth. Bite the fork. Pull it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do you bite ice cream?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't just lick it the whole time.
No, I mostly just lick it.
You're mostly a licker?
Because I'm not. I like an ice cream cone more than like an
oil. Oh, no, mama.
I want to chew that cone, it. I bite the shit out of
it. Oh, I bite the hell out of it.
Doesn't it hurt your teeth?
No.
See, my teeth are too sensitive.
I get it on the spoon and I bite it.
No, I bite it.
Last night, I got a little turned and I ordered 2 pints of Ben and Jerry's to my house. And
what
I
flavor?
Ate half of each. It's about 1,000 calories.
No. I'll house a pint like that.
The ice cream you made, the peanut butter ice cream, is like some of the best ice cream I've ever had.
Oh my God.
My ice cream career was short-lived and there was some highs and some lows. I gave you an incredible batch and I gave her a bad batch.
Oh my God. It was like a bag of like nasty strawberry yogurt.
I tried to make a custard and it had too much egg in it. It was just like eggy. It was weird.
I was still looking forward to it. I'm a big ice cream lover. I said, Mary, this is rotten.
But I made him chocolate peanut butter ice cream and that was lit.
What's the calorie percentage compared to Ben and Jerry's on that? Any idea?
Yeah, well, Ben and Jerry's is similar to like homemade ice cream in that it's like a high milk fat content.
Okay.
Because did you know that if something has less than 10% milk fat, it's not legally called ice cream? So when you go to the grocery store and you buy like a giant thing of ice cream, it'll be called frozen dairy treat and stuff like that.
Frozen dairy treat.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Also, when you make ice cream, a lot of it is whipping air into it to create like bubbles in the fat globules. So a lot of times like the giant gallon bucket of ice cream is the same weight as the tiny fancy ice cream. It just is filled with air. Isn't that interesting?
That's like how Subway can't call their bread anymore.
What?
There's like not enough actual bread in it. Legally can't call it
newspaper
bread.
Newspaper clippings? Like, what is that? What is
it? I don't know.
Well, there's also
like so much sugar and like preservatives and stuff in it. It's like not really bread.
There's been all the controversy about the Subway tuna, right? Where it's like...
Well, come on. I mean, it's just like fish-like paste.
I mean, if you're going to Subway getting the tuna.
Yeah, you got
it. Isn't it like imitation crab where it's like fake crab that's just flavored with like a teeny percent of real crab?
That's why we don't need to eat seafood.
No seafood. I do not fuck with seafood, especially, I mean, I'm vegetarian, but also I do not fuck with seafood. I work in P-Town and people are there, you crack it into a fucking lobster. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Why don't you just go in the, like in an alley in Manhattan, get a large rat and then just like saute that and eat it?
You have to crack the exotel to suck out the white.
Do you eat lobster?
It's a lot of work, but I like lobster.
Clams, hard shell crabs.
Yeah.
Baltimore, we have we do crabs.
Crabs.
Yeah.
You do have crabs.
I one time saw somebody had a plastic bib on with a lobster that said, "Let's get cracking."
You do mussels?
Yeah, mussels.
You fuck
oysters.
With all of it, don't you?
Yeah, there is some like fishy fish I don't love. Like,
such as?
Tilapia. I think
hysterical that Gia named herself after literally the cheapest, smelliest fish.
Is it?
Yes. Cheap, like fresh tilapia. It's like maybe caviar is a better reference. You know, like tilapia is like I'm like a hot dog. Literally,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like cheap, shitty fish.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, mussels, clams, crabs, octopus.
Y'all got cars?
Yeah. What do you drive?
I drive like a 2015 Honda Fit.
Is that the square one?
It's a hatchback. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means it doesn't have like a regular trunk. It like, it's kind of boxy and the back lifts up so you can slide a bunch of stuff from IKEA.
The back is a hatch.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Not a hunchback.
The hatchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah. The hatchback.
I have a 2010 Honda Civic. Replaced my last one. I crashed on the 101.
Oh my God.
Flipped.
Oh. Flipped.
Multiple times.
Were you okay?
Tokyo Drift.
Somehow, yeah. That's why I only will get a Honda.
He died? Ron said he died.
This is all sawdust.
He died on the table.
No, a guy tried to like get off an exit early, and I literally turned and just see a car coming straight towards me on the 101, and I went and turned to get out of the way and just missed it. But I had to turn so hard, it flipped my car, and I just was rolling. And I thought I was rolling into the traffic, but I was just rolling on the shoulder. And if I rolled into the traffic, I would have died. Mm-hmm. But luckily, I didn't.
Could have died
and
either
I,
way.
It was the thing where I was just upside down.
Like on a roller coaster?
Yeah, and all the glass had shattered. And so then I was just hanging there, but I was like, oh, I'm okay. And then I like upside down, like put it in neutral and got my keys out. And then I like crawled out, and then all these people were like, he's alive. And I'm like, I'm okay. And this person's like, you have blood pouring down your face.
Oh my God. I was like, oh.
Jesus Christ.
I'm alive. I love you stepping out of that rubble. Yeah. Like, I'm alive.
No arms. Yeah.
I'm a bad bitch. Y'all can't kill me.
But then what about
the guy who, did he get away scot-free?
Yeah. No one got his license plate. But kind of gay bashed by the paramedic and the police and the firemen.
Excuse me, what now?
What, were you going to some kind of cock-sucking conference?
Yeah. Well, kind of, because they found in my bag, they were just looking to see if I was on drugs.
Oh.
And they found a flyer for this old gay bar that closed down in Silver Lake called MJ's with like a hot naked guy. And they were all like,
You must be on meth and heroin
this
and crack.
Is what you like, huh? Oh, look. And they were passing it around and laughing at me while I was like in a gurney.
Excuse me, what?
This is fucking crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That is, I mean, you didn't hit the person. If you were like the perpetrator in a vehicular manslaughter or something, I can see maybe razzing the perp in the ambulance ride. Yeah.
The problem is I would be the perp. I'd be like, if I got like in a traffic stop and I wasn't drinking or anything, it was like, oh, you're on a fender bender. Where were you coming from? I was like, oh, I was coming from a hot dog Sundays with Mario Diaz at LC.
Night's called Big Fat Dick. Oh,
if you need proof that I was there, I have videos of someone blowing me.
But it was, the funny thing is after I went to the hospital and then they're like, oh, you're fine. But they gave me like some pain medication. And I was so high taking like the Uber back. And in the Uber, they were like, traffic's a mess from an accident on the 101. And I just went, that's me. It was me. And the driver's like, what?
Like your fit. Like it was your song playing on the radio.
Yeah.
Like in that thing you do. You're like, oh my God.
My big moment.
I was on the news 2 days ago. Yesterday. I was on the news yesterday. Local Los Angeles news.
For what?
Because I went to brunch and they said, the camera person was like, hi, can we? Oh, they have a microphone. They're like, hi, restaurants are requiring vaccination cards. You want to talk about it? And I said, no, I can't talk about it. No, thank you. And so I gave no comment. But then they filmed me showing my card. So they're like, Los Angeles residents showing their vax cards. And it cuts to faggy ass me bald in a button up floral shirt showing my card like. So people were texting me like, are you on the news? And I'm like, oh, no.
On the like KTLA local news? Wow.
So if you see a white ball faggot showing their vax card from 3 days ago, it was me. I was doing a TikTok dance.
Yeah.
I was doing the say-so dance. What? I don't even know how it goes. It's like.
Do you think we should just exclusively transition to TikTok informational dancing videos on mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm actually editing one like before I came over here.
Yeah.
You were doing like 5 ways to tell if your daughter's on drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Easy. Well, we were obsessed with these people doing TikTok dances who, it's like 10 ways to know that your body's decomposing.
Yeah.
And they're like smiling, dancing, but it's like horrible shit.
Yeah.
Your dog has worms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know,
it's so crazy.
Yeah. But I did get a kick out of the nurses who are like doing whatever latest challenge in front of their like dying patients or corpses, you know, in the morgue.
Yeah. Things you need to know about working in the ER. Get used to piss.
Blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Smell of shit. Don't let it get you down. Yeah.
Well.
Oh my God.
Do you want these whores to follow you guys or not?
Yes, please.
Be careful what you wish for. You know the people that watch, you know they're unhinged.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. Are you unhinged?
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. You like it?
It's fine.
Yeah. Me too.
I like Bumble, mostly.
What's up with Bumble? Straights only?
I don't know how the gender dynamics work. Because I know that women have to message first. Like, you swipe and match, and then women message first.
That's nice, right? It's like Sadie Hawkins. Yeah. You're like, if no one messages me, it's not my responsibility.
It probably doesn't surprise anyone that, like, I hate messaging first. I, like, overthink it. I get anxious.
What? With your outrageously gregarious and outgoing personality that yeah. borders on obnoxious yeah. every time.
Yeah. So it's like, it's great that, you know, they have to go first.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's good to always hit the ground running. Hi is nothing. Hello. That just, you might yeah. as well say nothing.
Yeah. Open with something memorable, like, that draws you in. My grandmother just passed. Weirdest thing. We can't find her body. Sets you up for like a...
Or never works. Do you like airports? I like airports.
No, that sounds that sounds like Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks in that movie.
I said that. You read that comment on from my OKCupid when I let you into my messages.
Right.
Yeah.
You said, do you like airports? Well, like, I weirdly love them.
She said in her profile that she liked airports. So I was...
What about... how about this one?
I'm glad I'm getting hazed for this twice.
Airplane takeoffs can be really impressive.
You know what? There is magical, something magical. If you ever flown with someone who's flown for the first time, watch their face as the plane takes off.
Especially if they get the ears thing.
It is chilling. When you're on the plane, and there's suddenly there's a person yeah. who's never on a plane, it's like, oh, we're dying.
Yeah. First time I was in an international flight, I got so bad the ear pressure. So bad.
You started screaming.
Scream crying.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God, 92 in Portugal. And then.
You were 92 years old. Oh my God, old. Reverse old.
Bring it back.
We need to do reverse old.
They need to bring Benjamin end, Button to the baby. Beach.
At the end, it's fetuses suppocating outside the womb.
I'm going to tell you this. There's no spoilers. Mary, listen. These two kids, the kids are 6 and 7, went into a tent, went through puberty in the tent, fucked in the tent, came back. When they came out, 5 minutes later, she's 5 months pregnant.
Are they brother and sister?
No. Oh my God. No. They came out 5 months pregnant.
So that means they're adults and they still don't like know how to read or anything.
Well, the kid was annoyingly precocious. So like, but then they had the baby, left unattended for 1 minute, dead. And then the baby is wrapped up, bag of bones, sandy bones.
Sickening.
Sandy bones, yeah.
I gotta watch this movie.
You will love it.
I'm gonna love it.
You will love it. It's fucking rotten. The script should never have been greenlit.
I'm ready.
It's so bad.
But that's like what makes an M. Night Shyamalan movie now, right? Like,
how do you feel when people are constantly tagging you in the billboards of the woman?
Well, now
with
I don't mind. But like, I mean, it's, you know, having seen it, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But this woman has a tumor, benign tumor. All of a sudden, oh my God, it's a baseball. Oh wait, it's a cantaloupe. You know what? Grab that pocket knife. We gotta cut it out of her right now. They cut it out. Oop, the wound closed up. Cut it out again. Pull the flesh open. Keep it open. They dig this thing out that's the size of a fucking watermelon. And it just goes, oh, I'm awake.
Fierce.
It's so bad. It's so, so bad.
I love it. I can't wait to watch it.
You're gonna love it.
Okay. Where can they find you, children?
I'm at Art of Watt, ArtOfWot, on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
And on TikTok?
Sure. I haven't posted anything on TikTok.
You always have one?
I always think, yeah, but I have nothing on
it. Let's get it cracking.
I should.
You got to talk to this one, the CEO of TikTok.
Mama,
over here.
Listen, you need any pointers? I'm right in on the ground floor.
Okay.
Get you.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Do you follow her TikTok?
Yeah, I do. I love the like stuff. I love the
You love all the sex content?
Yeah. I told you about the dream I had where it was like a video game, and every step you took in the video game, you kicked off a leg. And then legs just kept multiplying and filling up the level until it was just full of legs.
That's going to be my movie, Leg.
It's an island where legs keep shooting off your body.
And the best part is the like publisher was like, oh, the game's broken. And I was like, no, this is hard.
It's working just fine.
And you?
You can find me at Evil Jeff on Instagram and The Evil Jeff on Twitter.
Cool.
I love it.
No TikTok, huh?
I don't post anything. I just skulk.
Yeah.
Work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us for another episode of The Bald and the Beautiful, and thank you to our special guests for coming here today.
Woo!
Yay!
And congratulations on those streamies. They'll be in the mail.
By 27. Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
2027.
Although, but we both moved.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So
none of you can complain about missing awards. Oh,
God. Would you live in a TikTok house with us?
A content house?
With you two, yes. Mm. Anyone else, no.
Okay.
Content house.
Content house.
What about, it's like mansions that people like spray paint the TikTok logo on, right?
Yeah, it's just like it's just like a is the TikTok house the modern version of like a literary salon?
A sorority.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
We should find a social network that no one uses, and it should be that kind of house. Or a Facebook house where we just write fake news all day. And
a Facebook house.
Oh, how, yeah. We could do the Russian version, the VK house.
Yeah.
And then it'd just be, yeah, that's a good
propaganda.
Idea. Propaganda. Yeah. Stay tuned for another episode of The Bald and the Beautiful coming at you fast and wet and hot soon. Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. Show us your clam.